Hello and welcome to the program. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Laura.
And today we're going to talk about a big star.
所以今天我们要讲到是有关一个哇非常红的巨星耶。
So what does it take to become a big star? Well, you should be good looking.
Right. Someone maybe good at acting.
Yes, acting or singing and dancing.
所以能歌能唱会演戏又长得好看就可以成为一个非常红的明星啦。
So who can you think of that has all of these qualities?
Jay Chou, 周杰伦啊其实他演电影嘛 he was in movies, and definitely a great singer, and although maybe not the cutest, but he's pretty great looking.
He's definitely a big star, okay? So he's someone from your country, and...In the lesson, we'll learn about somebody from my country, the United States, who has been successful in the whole world.
The man behind the suit and tie, Justin Timberlake.
From a cute teenager to a singer with soul, Justin Timberlake has successfully transformed himself. Last year, Justin released a new album, The 2020 Experience.It was one of the best-selling records of 2013. Even after all these years, Justin is still at the top of his game. As a young kid, Justin wasn't scared of the spotlight. At the age of 12, Justin became a cast member of the Mickey Mouse Club TV show. In 1995, Justin Timberlake got his big break.He joined the boy band NSYNC. They made history by becoming one of the top boy bands of the 90s.
Word power!
Soul.Soul. You can hear the singer's soul come out through her music. You can hear the singer's soul come out through her music. Best-selling. Best-selling. The very last Harry Potter novel became one of Rowling's best-selling books. The very last Harry Potter novelbecame one of Rowling's best-selling books. Member. Member. Ellie used to be a member of the speech club. Ellie used to be a member of the speech club. Break. Break. Sandy got a big break.To work with the famous musician. Sandy got a big break to work with the famous musician.
All right, our article begins and it says, From a cute teenager to a singer with soul, Justin Timberlake has successfully transformed himself.
Okay, so we're talking about Justin Timberlake. 所以呢，从一个可爱的 teenager, 就是十几岁的青少年，我们可以看到 teenager 这个字呢，是来自于像是数字有没有 16, 17, 就是16啊，十七、十几，后面不是有 teen 吗？所以它就是表示 teenager, 十几岁的青少年。所以从可爱的 teenager 到一个哇有灵魂的歌手呢，这个 Justin 呢，他成功的怎么样？哇！改变了自己 transform 就有着改变这样子的意思啦 But then, this word soul, what does it mean?
Well, soul means strong human feeling, like emotions, especially a good feeling, and we usually see this in art, especially singing. You can hear the singer's soul and their feeling in the way they sing words.
我懂你的意思。其实通常呢，透过一个歌手的歌声啦，或者是像艺术呢，我们就可以感受到他这个艺术品或是歌曲的 soul， 也就是灵魂或者是精神这样子的意思哦。它是一个名词，拼法是 soul。
So here's an example. You can hear the singer's soul come out through her music.
You can hear the singer's soul come out through her music. 意思呢，就是你可以透过这个她的音乐呢，就是这位歌手的音乐，感受到她的灵魂啦，或是精神，这种 feel， 这种感觉，这样的意思啦。
Last year, Justin released a new album, The 2020 Experience.
如果大家记得的话呢，去年呢，这个 Justin 呢，他就怎么样？他就发了或是出了一张新的专辑啦。这里我们看到 release an album， 就是指出专辑这样子的意思啦。那这个专辑呢，大家还有印象吗？就叫做 The 2020 Experience。中文呢，我们就翻译成傲视天下啦。
So an album is a group of songs that are sold together.
Right.
And sometimes we call an album a record. Mm. And this 2020 Experience album, the article says that it was one of the best-selling records of 2013.
哇，好厉害哦！所以呢，刚刚我们提到的这《傲视天下》这张专辑呢，其实它是2013年最畅销的专辑或是唱片之一哦。刚刚我们看到是 album， 其实我们也可以用 record 来表示专辑，然后是唱片这样的意思啦。
And best selling is an adjective we can use to describe a product, such as a book or a music album.Bought by a large number of people. So many people buy that thing. It sells a lot. It's the best at being sold because so many people buy it.
Right, okay. 我们来刚刚看到这个形容词就是 best selling, 就是指最畅销这样子的意思。其实很简单猜到，因为 best 就是最好的，那 sell 当然就是贩卖。那不过呢，我们来注意一下，如果把这个字改成 bestseller, B-E-S-T-S-E-L-L-E-R, 则是表示畅销书，或者是刚刚我们提到畅销的唱片，甚至它可以表示畅销书的作者哦。
So you've probably heard of the Harry Potter books by author J.K. Rowling.
Of course.
Well, here's our example.The very last Harry Potter novel became one of Rowling's best-selling books.
The very last Harry Potter novel became one of Rowling's best-selling books. 哇，就是最终回或是最后一集的《哈利波特》这个系列书呢，就成为这个罗琳最畅销的书之一哦。
So, even after all these years, Justin is still...at the top of his game.
即使呢过了这么多年后呢这个 Justin 呢还是怎么样 at the top of his game. What does this phrase mean?
Well, it means you are at your best. You're at your peak. You're at your highest level of skill. And because we use the word game, we use this a lot for baseball players or basketball players. If we say they are still their best,then they are at the top of their game.
所以他其实还是很厉害，都是保持最佳、最厉害的这样的一个状态哦。OK, 那我们来看一下，刚刚其实也出现了我们今天英文快译通 even 的用法，就是即使怎么样哦。OK, 不过呢，其实 even 的用法有很多，想要了解它这个副词，或者是当形容词，还有动词等等的不同用法，当然要请教我们的英文快译通老师。
英文
快通 ，Oh yeah!
Hello, 大家好 ，I'm Tim. 英文中 even 有三个常见的用法，但到底是哪三种呢？现在就让我们一起来看看吧。Even 的第一个用法是当作副词来使用，可以当作甚至或者是即使的意思。让我来举个例子，例如我有个朋友的小孩叫做 Joseph。他已经七岁了，但他连简单的算术都还不会。这时英文我们就可以说 Joseph is already 7 years old, but he can't even do simple math. 这时句子里的 even 就是表示甚至的意思，让人强调表示他甚至连简单的数学也不会。相反的，我奶奶就跟他不一样，虽然我奶奶已经80几岁了，但他对数学还是很在行。这时英文就可以讲说 Grandma is still good at math, even in her 80s. 这时句子里的 even 就表示即使即便的意思，表示说他即使已经八十几岁了，数字的观念还是很清楚哦。接着看到 even 的第二个用法，就是当作形容词来使用，表示平坦的、相等的。例如我们常常在路上看到有工人在铺路，这时英文就可以讲说 The government tries to make the roads even to avoid accidents， 表示政府试着把路铺平以避免事故发生。这时句子里的 even 就表示平坦的。此外我们一开始有提到算术，假设我们说十二颗蛋刚好凑成一打，英文该怎么说呢？你可以说 12 eggs make an even dozen， 这时句中的 even 就表示刚好的、相等的。接着我们看到 even 的最后一个用法是当作动词来使用，表示使什么什么相等，把什么什么弄平的意思。例如很多同学都很喜欢篮球，平常也可能都会去看球赛，假使你看到有个队伍落后而一路追平比数，英文该怎么说呢？你可以说 The team finally evened the score in the second half， 表示这支队伍终于在下半场的时候追平了比数。这时句子中的 even 便是当作动词来使用，表示使什么什么相等的意思。好了，经过今天的讲解之后，希望各位同学能对 even 的用法更了解哦。英文快一通，我们下次见咯。
All right, let's get back to the article. As a young kid, Justin wasn't scared of the spotlight.
Okay, 所以这个 Justin 呢，这个小时候呢，其实他一点都不怕成为这个焦点，或者是在这个镁光灯之下，就是 spotlight。Okay, be scared of 意思就是很害怕什么什么东西。So, are you scared of the spotlight, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I can be scared of the spotlight when I'm not ready. If I have to give a speech or sing a song and I didn't practice, I'll be really scared.
Okay, so let's continue and find out more about Justin when he was young.
Well, at the age of 12, Justin became a cast member of the Mickey Mouse Club TV show.
Oh, I think I remember that. 所以在仅仅十二岁的时候呢，这个 Justin 呢就变成这个 Mickey Mouse Club， 就是米老鼠俱乐部的一个 TV show， 就是电视节目的 cast member， 也就是剧组，所以他成为里面的一个演员啦。
So the cast is the group of people that are in a play or a movie or TV show. And one member is a person, and it could be an animal or even a plant, that belongs to a certain group.
That's right. Member 这个字呢，其实就是成员这样子意思啦。它是一个名词，拼法是 M-E-M-B-E-R。像是呢，俱乐部的成员就是 a club member 或者 team member， 就是一个团队的这个队员啦。那 family member 就是什么呢？当然就是家庭成员啦。Okay, so how do we make a sentence using this word?
We could say Ellie used to be a member of the speech club.
Wow, Ellie used to be a member of the speech club. Okay, so Ellie 呢，她以前呢，她是怎么样 ？Speech club 就是演讲社的一员哦。
So in 1995, Justin Timberlake got his big break. He joined the boy band NSYNC.
Okay, 所以在1995年也是很久以前呢，这个。Justin Timberlake 呢，他得到他第一个千载难逢的机会哦，因为呢，他加入了这个男子团体，就是 boy band NSYNC， 就是超级男孩。
All right, now the word break might not mean what you think it is. It doesn't mean take a break or break your arm. Here, when you get a big break, it's a chance to do something that you really want to do. It can help you become very successful or a big star.
哇，真的假的？所以注意哦，本课的 break 可不是指打破这样的意思，它是当作名词来用，表示一个非常好的机会哦。所以比方呢，像是片语，如果我说 she gets all the breaks， 意思就是 she's very very lucky， 她非常非常幸运这样的意思哦。Are there any other example sentence you can give to show our viewers?
Sure, I could say Sandy got a big break.To work with the famous musician.
Nice! Sandy got a big break to work with the famous musician. 啊，意思就是 Sandy 他得到一个哇天大的机会，可以跟知名的 musician 就是音乐家一起合作啦。
So joining the band NSYNC was a big break for Justin because they made history by becoming one of the top boy bands.Of the 90s.
OK, 其实呢这个追溯到就是90年代啦，就是刚刚我们提到的这个 NSYNC、哦、这个团体，他们在90年代呢因为成为最 one of the top、boy bands, 最夯的男子团体之一而怎么样就 make history, 就是缔造传奇啦。当我们用 make history, 其实就有着创造历史或者是缔造传奇这样的意思啦。
And the 90s was a time in history when boy bands were very popular in the United States.
真的 ,OK, 所以在90年代那时候呢哇很多男子团体超夯的啦。Well, I guess that's all for today's article. Let's now go to our wrap-up. OK, 我们都知道男子团体呢其实自古以来就有很多非常的有名，所以现在我来问一下 Jeffrey, what are some famous boy bands of all time?
Well, some of the most famous boy groups、to make music. A long time ago, the Beatles were an all-boy group.
对呀、啊、披头士。
And then even the Jackson 5、oh, was an all-boy group for a while. And、
right.
those are some of the most famous musicians of all time.
Right. Actually, you mentioned Beatles. I think the other day I actually checked out the news and...May Day, they were really inspired by Beatles.
Sure, they inspired a lot of the boy、right. bands that sing and make music today. So who's popular these days?
Wow, lots! There are a lot of、famous Korean boy bands. 像是大家都应该知道 Super Junior 啦，还有这个 2PM 啊。I think I can hear some girls screaming right now. Yeah. OK, 所以其实有很多这个男子团体呢现在呢也是非常夯，所以原来好久以前从 Beatles 到现在呢都有非常很就是很红的，然后在不同年代非常有特色的男子团体。
Alright, well we need to learn more about Justin Timberlake, but we need to wait for part two of the lesson, so be sure to come back and join us for that.
Famous 小聚会。
It's my first time making an appointment here.
It's my first time making an appointment here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。哦，最近天气好冷哦。虽然现在放寒假，应该要把握机会出去走走。但是 Jillian 老师前几天不小心感冒发高烧了。偏偏过年期间，很多诊所都休息，所以我只好到大医院去挂急诊啦。如果同学们像我一样是第一次到某家医院就诊，这时候你可以向院方说
It's my first time making an appointment here. It's my first time making an appointment here.
这是我初次在这里就诊。这个句子有个重点字，就是名词 appointment， 意思是和某人有约，预约见面的意思。例如 a dental appointment 就是看牙医的预约，或者你也可以说 have an appointment with a dentist， 和牙医师有约。那么如果你是当下要做预约的动作，或是当场要挂号，那么我们就必须用片语 make an appointment 来表示，因为你必须先 make an appointment 之后才能见到医生哦。最后请同学们再跟我们复习一次今天的句子。
It's my first time making an appointment here
A Plus 小聚会，我们下次见，拜。
It's my first time making an appointment here.
It's my first time making an appointment here.
The man behind the suit and tie, Justin Timberlake.
From a cute teenager to a singer with soul, Justin Timberlake has successfully transformed himself. Last year, Justin released a new album, The 2020 Experience. It was one of the best-selling records of 2013. Even after all these years, Justin is still at the top of his game. As a young kid, Justin wasn't scared of the spotlight. At the age of 12, Justin became a cast member of the Mickey Mouse Club TV show. In 1995, Justin Timberlake got his big break. He joined the boy band NSYNC. They made history by becoming one of the top boy bands of the 90s.
Soul. Soul. You can hear the singer's soul come out through her music. You can hear the singer's soul come out through her music. Best-selling. Best-selling. The very last Harry Potter novel became one of Rowling's best-selling books. The very last Harry Potter novel became one of Rowling's best-selling books. Member. Member. Ellie used to be a member of the speech club. Ellie used to be a member of the speech club. Break. Break. Sandy got a big break to work with the famous musician. Sandy got a big break to work with the famous musician.